Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Never a Straight Answer Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. New episodes every day during the month of Christmaz. And here's your hosts, Gaz and Taylor. Hello and welcome to the Never a Straight Answer Christmas Calendar. Woo-hoo. How's it going? Merry Christmas, everyone. This is the first day of our Christmas calendar. And, have we got some treaties for you?
We have. Not sweeties, but treaties.
No sweeties. You got no sweeties for me?
No.
Dude. Well, yeah, so this is the first episode of the month of December.
Yeah.
Where we'll bring you in a little mini episode every day of the week. Every day. Right up to Christmas.
Yeah.
Like a little advent calendar treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is.
So, so dive straight in. 1st of December.
Yeah.
What have we got? What treat have you got? Because you're taking care of the treat today, so what's the treat?
All right, well, here's a true fact. Here's your treat.
Okay, not a treat for
White
us.
Face, Capucci.
Capucci monkeys?
Monkeys, yeah.
My favourite type of monkey. Yeah.
Do you know how they greet
Do you know what other? Also it's fun to say? You're only just discovering. He was like, can't pronounce this. It was like, Capucci monkey, mate.
Oh, there go. Capucci.
Capucci.
Capucci monkey, yeah. I was saying something like that.
Yeah.
Well, something totally
If you don't want to know what a Capucci monkey is, it's the monkey that's used in the movie Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
The little Jack. Little Jack the monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Do you know how they greet each other?
Go on, how do they greet?
Sticking the fingers in each other's nose.
Oh, and that's pretty disgusting.
That is.
So this Christmas when you're you need to greet a relative.
Yeah.
Go over, stick your finger up the nose.
Yeah. If you're a Capucci monkey.
Well, if you are a Capucci monkey, that is the height of manners.
Yeah.
But other than that.
You know, you might be Eskimo then, it's noses.
Of course, this is the thing, isn't it, about culture. I mean, one person's thumbs up is offensive to another person.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, you've got to be careful about what you're doing in, different...
Countries,
especially, do you know what I mean? Like, especially that, the giving the thumbs up. I do that all the time. I'm a big thumbs up supporter.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? And I come in there like, all right, mate.
Get you
and
in
then
trouble.
It's like, fuck me, that could... Don't do that in places like... Is it Turkey? I don't know.
I can't
if you know, let us know. We're available all month long. So
Just tell us.
Have you got another quick fact before we jet off? Obviously, we're only doing little episodes.
Yeah. Honey can last forever.
Haha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say it would last forever if it's legit honey. Do you know what I mean?
Because they found like thousands of years old pots of honey. Scientists, and it's still edible to this day. And it's bam, nice. And peanut butter's,
Is peanut butter good as well?
Yeah, peanut butter is really long lasting.
I like a good peanut butter as well. If it's literally like, like what's it called now? A preserve, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what they call it, preserves.
Preservative.
No, like jams and jellies.
Yeah.
I told you about that guy, didn't I? Oh, he makes his own jam.
Yeah, he does.
I'm only joking.
Anyway, what about his jelly?
He makes his own jelly. Well, there you go.
There you go.
So, going back to that quickly, I'd say it's only good if it's proper honey, because there's a lot of stuff that you can buy in the supermarkets. It's just sugar water with a bit of flavouring.
Yeah, that's bollocks.
So true honey, set honey is expensive.
But
I'll tell you a bit of a recommendation, and it's quite nice. I only do it every now and again, But a big dollop of honey in my coffee.
Oh, I have.
Oh, my.
Do
you know what?
Now.
Taste
no
sensation
sugar.
Changes the taste, I think. It makes it so much nicer. And it's quite festive. It tastes quite festive as well.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? It's got that Christmassy taste. Do you know, like I say, don't do it all the time. But a nice big blob of honey in my coffee.
I've got it in my coffee today.
Oh, have you?
I stopped sugar a while back now.
Oh, there you go.
So, honey's the way to go.
Honey.
for my honey.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's day one of the Never a Straight Answer Christmas Advent calendar, or what we're calling the Christmas Conspiracy Calendar.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow with another mini episode. Maybe a conspiracy, maybe something else. Who
Join
knows?
In and find out.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
All right, we'll catch you next time.
We will.
Peace.
Out.
You've been listening to an episode of Never a Straight Answer's Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. I've been your host, Gaz, and joined in the studio, my co-host, Mr. Taylor. If you've got any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at neverastraightanswer@gmail.com, or perhaps visit the website at neverastraightanswer.co.uk. From there, you can check out downloadable episodes, news, blogs, reviews, competitions, and much, much more besides. We'll be counting down the Christmas season with a new episode every day in our Christmas Conspiracy Calendar, plus a very special freestyle episode on the 21st of December where we'll be answering your Christmas questions. So, if you've not subscribed already, get over to wherever you get your podcast fix and do just that, and we'll catch you on the very next episode of Never a Straight Answer. I've been Gaz, he's been Taylor, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.